from KQED.
How do we work together?
California's best interest. Huge decisions.
Spending. Foster care.
Public education. Roads and
health care.
What's government?
Government.
What's government? What's for? Government for?
Time now for the next part of our election series, What's Government For? Most Marin and Sonoma County voters would probably say government's role involves opposing wars and caring for the environment. For nearly two decades, they've elected Petaluma Democrat Lynn Woolsey to Congress. She's known for her early opposition to the Iraq War. Now, Woolsey is retiring, and voters must choose from 12 candidates to succeed her in a sprawling new district that stretches to the Oregon border. KQED's Mina Kim reports on this heated congressional race.
Marin County Supervisor Susan Adams wastes little time taking a jab at fellow Democrat and wealthy tech entrepreneur Stacey Lawson when we meet at a San Rafael coffee shop.
She's lived in the community less than 3 years. There's been no engagement in civic life locally, and I think the people are looking for somebody that's actually shown up and worked on behalf of the community, not just show up with a big war chest to try to buy a seat.
Adams, with her message of political experience and deep district roots, has raised just a fifth of the money Lawson has. And she's not the only one taking aim at Lawson. Author and self-described Occupy candidate Norman Solomon calls Lawson a corporate profiteer in a recent mailer and compares her spotty voting record to former GOP gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman. Solomon, who's a darling of Hollywood lefties like Sean Penn, touts his foreign policy knowledge and his refusal to take corporate money. Solomon says he won't shy away from providing voters with information about his opponents.
This is a grassroots versus AstroTurf campaign. And frankly, we're running against a lot of AstroTurf, big money, TV, radio commercials, but grassroots can defeat that.
For her part, Stacey Lawson says if her rivals are gunning for her, it's because her plan to focus on manufacturing to rebuild the middle class resonates with voters. Lawson says she isn't stooping to negative ads.
That's not the kind of campaign I want to run, and I think that's actually what's wrong with our politics right now.
Spoken like a true frontrunner, except that Lawson is not. Polls suggest Assemblyman Jared Huffman, a San Rafael Democrat, easily leads the field. Huffman has locked up hundreds of endorsements while touting his environmental track record and ability to work across party lines. So why is Lawson getting so much attention? She's raised a huge amount of money for the race, second only to Huffman. Under the state's new primary system, the top two vote-getters, regardless of party, face off in the fall. In the liberal 2nd Congressional District, the November ballot could feature two Democrats.
The battle here is all about second place.
David McEwen is Associate Professor of Political Science at Sonoma State University.
When you're searching for second place and you're trying to distinguish yourself and introduce yourself to many new voters in a district that runs from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Oregon border, you have to go negative. We know voters respond to it. They don't like it, but we know they also respond to it.
McEwen says the race for number two is helping frontrunner Jared Huffman stay out of the scrum and get a free pass to November. But the assemblyman says he's not taking anything for granted.
I'm excited. I'm feeling the momentum and the energy, but part of that is paranoia, because the political graveyard is littered with frontrunners who got complacent, and I'm determined not to let that happen.
Huffman is hustling for campaign donations at a restaurant in Sausalito when we speak. That's in spite of already having the biggest war chest. But where there's a competitive race, there's money, says Sonoma State political scientist David McEwen. He predicts that by November, total candidate spending will reach $3.5 million, a record for this seat.
Money doesn't buy you success, but what money does buy you is a seat at the table or exposure. And therefore, every candidate in this race who's not a pretender has to raise a lot of money, whether that's Jared Huffman, whether that's Stacey Lawson, whether that's Susan Adams or Norman Solomon, kind of the top four kind of real candidates in this race.
The perception that he's not one of the real candidates makes Republican Dan Roberts bristle. The Tiburon stockbroker and Vietnam War veteran has the backing of the state GOP. He thinks he can win over some Democrats with his promise to take on Wall Street crooks and calls for an immediate troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. But in a district where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1, Roberts is also contending with another Republican in the race who could siphon off votes.
Well, it'll be a chore, but I'm, as a former Marine, I'm used to charging the hill against opposition and succeeding. So there's no withdrawal for me.
Roberts says with new primary rules, new voters to the north, and Democrats beating each other up, it's foolish to count him out. I'm Mina Kim, KQED News.